Hey, how you doing? You're listening to the Shine the Five Method with CJ. I'm your host, Kristen N. James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine the Five Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9-to-5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9-to-5 with a side business right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Joining me today, a very special guest, Dr. Monique J. Caruth, the CEO and president of Caruth Staffing Agency. And I'm actually, she is my first guest for a new segment called From Bustle to Boss. And it's just a 9-to-5, a success story. And today I'm going to talk about how to leverage your 9-to-5 to grow your side biz with Monique. I call her Moans, but you can't, but I can. But before we get into that, I'm going to give Monique a moment to shine. And you tell us more about yourself, whatever you'd like us to know. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much, CJ. I can call her that, and I think she goes by that. I have known Kristen for almost 3 decades now. So we started off as We started off as classmates in high school at Bishop's High School, Tobago. So I am originally from Tobago, the smaller of the two islands of Trinidad and Tobago. I am the first of 3 girls. I grew up in the countryside, rural Tobago, in the village.
Yes.
I was teased by a lot of those who I was in class with in high school about...
Not me. Put me on the spot.
Yes, but so I grew up in the countryside, so I have a lot of, you know, habits that are foundational to family and taking care of people. So I'm not surprised that I am in the profession that I'm in. I left Tobago prior to the beginning of 2000 to attend college here in the U.S. to pursue a degree in physical therapy, which at the age of 13, I knew that I wanted to become. However, as CJ will probably know, back home, there were only certain professions that people pushed you into, which was like medicine, engineering, and law. And I didn't want to fit into those three, but I knew I wanted to be able to help people doing sports, which I enjoyed doing as well. So I had to do a lot of research on my own. There were very limited people to mentor me or guide me into the profession, but I was fortunate enough that there was a physiotherapist at the time from India who had an assignment in Tobago. So I was able to shadow her for a couple months prior to coming to the U.S. and to have my volunteer hours. So I did leave Tobago on a soccer scholarship to Kamba University in North Carolina. My parents definitely couldn't afford for me to go to college in the U.S. So I was truly blessed to have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. After 2 years in North Carolina, because I got really homesick, I transferred to Howard University in Washington, D.C. And there I obtained a bachelor's, a master's degree, and a doctorate degree. So I got all 3 degrees from Howard University. They paid for 2 of them. The only thing that I had to pay for was my doctoral degree. So thank you, Howard, for the amazing experience that I had there. I think the foundation that I had at Roxborough Anglican and Bishop's High School and Howard has truly made me into the individual that I am today. So I currently practice in Maryland. As CJ introduced, I am the CEO and president and founder of Caruth Staffing Agency, which started off with just me, but has blossomed to over 15 employees. We have been in existence for 5 years. We will be celebrating 6 years in April of 2022.
Yeah.
And we started with $0. So soon I'm going to be talking about going from $0 to $1 million from a side hustle. So
nice.
It is possible. I am also actively involved in my professional association because I realized to have better policies, you have to have a seat at the table. So yeah. I definitely use my voice. So currently, I serve on the Maryland State chapter for physical therapy. I am a secretary and also delegate that does policymaking in our House of Delegates. I am also on the National Association, American Physical Therapy Association, and I am the secretary of the home health section, which I specialize in. So I do go to people's homes to treat them. I still do treat. I can't give it up all just yet, but I realize in order to grow a business, you can't be working in the business. You have to work on the business. So this 2022, I will be focusing more on the business than working in the business.
Yeah, yeah. And that will be like taking on full CEO role, because there are times even with me that I'm like, would a CEO be doing this? And then usually the answer is no. Like, who can I hire, right?
Chief everything officer.
Right? You know? Yeah.
That's what you do in the beginning stages, because it's just you alone. You want, you know, you want to assume that title. But I had to realize I had to trust myself to trust my team, and that's going to be big. So as I started assembling an executive team, the manager, the CFO, the COO and stuff like that, and the less tasks that I was involved in, the better the business run. And you have to choose people that are competent enough to do those things so you don't have to go back behind them to do that.
Right.
So you gotta let go. You gotta let go.
Yeah. And it's hard to let go. It's really, really hard to let go. It's your baby, right?
It is. Yeah, it's your baby. But you gotta trust people. You gotta trust people.
Yeah. So I know I wanted to talk to you today about leveraging, because most of my clients are in a setting, an office type setting, and they've turned their passion into profit, and it's completely different from what they're actually doing in their 9-to-5, right? But you had the opportunity where you are doing what you love, so you were able to leverage the two. So when I describe, and in the situations where somebody can leverage their 9-to-5 for their side biz, what would you say was the biggest benefit in when you realized, I can, this thing that I'm doing that on somebody else's dime and time, I can make it into my own? How did you really kind of start to build that bridge to leverage?
Well, I don't want to sound conceited, but I know the surgeons were doing their job getting people into their clinic. But at the end of the day, that saying that it's how you make people feel, it's how you treat people, I realized that was my gift. And when you realize that people don't cancel on you, they show up to the appointments, rain, snow, fire, earthquake, they show
up. Yeah.
You realize that they're showing up for you. And if you have that gift, right? It doesn't matter what setting, you have to trust yourself that you can use that to market yourself and capitalize on that opportunity. Yeah. So that's when I was like, you know what? I can do this for me. Right now, I'm going to just do this, pay my bills, save, and just work on doing this for me.
Yeah. And I like that you, I don't want to sound conceited, but I'm like, girl, brag, right? Brag. I'm all about the bragging. We need to brag more. Right? Did you ever feel any, how do I put it? Any guilt knowing that? Did you get to a point where you're like, I know I'm going to leave. And I'm building, you know, the relationships that I need to build on my end so that when I do leave, you know, I do have people that I can, who can either recommend me or I can turn to. But was there ever any kind of guilt because you knew I'm only doing this? This is temporary, but.
No, because to be quite honest, every relationship or networking thing that I did, it was authentic. I didn't seek people out to get ahead or to use them. So there was no guilt. I knew at the end of the day, if I had to move on, they would be like, you know what? I knew she was going to transition. Like the story that I shared with you with the physician who said, you're not going to be here when I get back. Because people see that driving you and they know your potential. Yeah. In college, there was a professor that used to bug me all the time. And I'm like, why is she like pestering me like that? And she doesn't do that with the other students. Why is she targeting me? And after graduating, she was like, do you understand why I did that? And I was like, no. She's like, because I saw your potential. Oh. And I was like, okay, thank you. He could have done it in a little, you know, better way.
Yeah.
Annoyed, but I appreciate it. So the thing is, a lot of people today, they have this thing in their mind that, oh, I need to connect with this person because that's that person to get me there. And they don't do it in a genuine fashion. They just go after that person and say, hey, I'm this. And it's like, I just need you to get me there. And then they burn bridges. So what I've realized is, and someone told me this, shared this with me. They were like, you know what? The reason why people come to you and ask you if you know this person is because you have something that you could connect this person to that person. So if an opportunity comes up and I know it's not for me, I can easily recommend someone else and not feel like I lost out on something or I'm not gaining something. And people see that and they know that's unique. So it's, to me, it's a blessing. And once you could do that authentically, you don't feel that guilt, because I felt no guilt at all. I know like all parents, they stayed in a job for 30 plus years because of loyalty and stability and stuff like that. And I understand now why they had to do it, because yes, we had to get fed. We had to get clothed.
Yeah.
We had to have a roof over our head. And that's pretty much what they knew, you know, have a permanent job and stay there and make sure your kids are educated so that they become better. And I worked my ass off at that job, Kristen. There was a month in May, the only day that I did not work was Mother's Day. I'm being serious.
And that's a Sunday, right?
That was a Sunday. I was working Sunday through Sunday. The only day I didn't work in that month of May was Mother's Day. It was so bad that I had one company contact me and they were like, do you want us to split your check? Because the IRS is going to think something is wrong.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what are you talking about? They were like, yeah, it's over a certain amount. We may have to split your check. And, you know, I never really paid attention to that. You know, money just went into my bank account. But I was looking to purchase a house around that time, too. And the underwriters to the bank were like, what the hell do you do? They didn't believe that someone my age was making that amount of money. And I was like, everything is legal. I'm not doing anything illegal whatsoever. All right. So, because they needed proof of like where every source of income was coming from. And I was like, I'm just hustling. And they were like, hustling, like doing what? I was like, everything is physical therapy related. I have a full-time job, but I'm building something off my own. So the extra income that you see, it's from my side hustle. And even my realtor was like, do you realize that your side hustle is paying pretty good too? So I was approved for the home loan. And also that clicked too, that you know what? I could go on my own.
Yeah.
I could definitely go on my own. So the benefit of the 9 to 5 is that I observed how the business was marketing and attracting clients. I also got to observe the administrative part of it. I also made sure I got a better idea of what scheduling was going to be like, how dealing with insurances was going to be like. So it's not to say that I didn't capitalize on all the aspects of my 9-to-5, because I realized in order to have my own successful side hustle, I had to know all avenues of how things operated.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then it's, and then that's the, then that's the thing. You you have the opportunity to leverage, and it, yes, you're going, you were planning to go out on your own, but you were in a setting, an environment where you can learn what you needed to learn. And I always have to remind my clients about it. I'm like, if you see alignment and you could take that course, and I'm like, shh, and I'm like, shh, don't tell, tell your boss I said this. But if you can take that course and you let your 9-to-5 pay for it, and somehow it's in the end, it's going to benefit your business, you do that. So it's not just going in every day frustrated and knowing you don't want to be in this situation. You know it's temporary. You know you can set things up where you can find some alignment. And then you can benefit, right? You learned about, you know, systems and all the different things, that the important things that would come into play in running a business. Now, the other side of things, was there ever any, was there any resentment from your employers when you did decide to walk away?
Actually, not from the surgeons, but based on what I told shared with you before, definitely the practice manager. But actually, I had no issues with any of the surgeons. After I left, I got referrals from each and every single one of them for home health. I was surprised, but I had clients calling and said, hey, Dr. So-and-so said you're one of the best. Can you come to my home and treat me until I am able to go see, you know, Dr. J and stuff like that? So I was like, no problem. And that's how I was, you know, thriving in the beginning, because remember I said I worked for 6 surgeons. If they did 10 surgeries a day,
you're busy. Yeah. And that is the other thing too about leveraging, is the relationships that you build, and they help to build your business, and they, your clients. And I also, I like to ask my, well, maybe not necessarily in your case, but with my clients, I say, can your coworkers become future customers or clients? So just, you never know.
They can. They definitely can. Now, one thing that I share with a lot of people that, you know, ask me stuff about business, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The type of employee you are is going to be the type of owner you are. So if you are disgruntled at your 9-to-5 and you're saying this and you're saying that, and you're not taking any accountability for what's happening to you, inside you and around you, you're going to be a unaccountable boss. So if you're not good at the little things. So even though some things may have been said to me by the practice manager, I didn't let that translate to how I treated any client that came into the practice. They would not have known that that practice manager and I had that conversation. Right. The surgeons and I would not have known that we had a conversation.
Yeah.
The type of employee you are is going to be the type of boss you are. You can't be a lousy, unaccountable employee and expect to be a great boss. So it's basically the principle, your foundation, and your philosophy. So a lot of people I know can be disgruntled at their 9-to-5, and it could be internal and external factors to that. And if you leave a 9-to-5 for the wrong reasons and try to start your business without like learning the details, if it's the same industry that you want to get into, it's not going to work out too well for you. And the truth is, that's why so many businesses fail in the first year. So if you're trying to build your side hustle and you're struggling and you're realizing it's not going anywhere, it's because of the mentality you had as an employee that translated into you being that boss.
Speak on it. Speak on it. Yes, there can be alignment if it's in the same industry, but even if there isn't alignment, mm-hmm. you're still in a professional setting. Yes. And then once you do start to run your business, or you try to run your business, you are in a professional setting. You have to have professional conduct and conversations. So there's still always going to be those transferable skills or those things you can take away from your 9-to-5 and kind of place them into your side business. So please, yes, don't burn bridges.
Nope.
Never.
If you have to burn those kind of bridges, make sure it's ones that you really don't want to cross ever again.
So the one thing that always kind of comes up is timing, right? And maybe your story might be a little bit unique. My story is unique as well as far as when we left the 9-to-5. Mm. But people rely so much on the stability, the predictability of the 9-to-5, having that steady paycheck. So I want to talk on the timing of things. And do you feel like if you were to think or have the mindset of, I need to wait for the right time, like how much longer do you feel like you would have stayed at your 9-to-5?
The people who it varies for everybody, right?
Yeah.
But the longer you think you have to wait for things to get perfect, you'll never really get started. And you have to strategize, right? Mm-hmm. To make the timing as viable as possible. So for my 9-to-5, I was taking a certain percentage out for savings.
Right.
In case of a rainy day.
Yes.
I use that savings to fund my business when I got delayed payments from insurance companies and stuff like that, to be able to pay my mortgage and my car note and food and stuff like that. So I also invested in the stock market. So I did have like a brokerage account and everything like that. But what I went with my side hustle was something that would be low overhead. And you have to start, I started small and I grew as I got bigger and mm-hmm. better and more financially stable.
Right.
So if it is that your side hustle doesn't require a brick and mortar building, I started from home, went to people's home. I bought used equipment. I use my vehicle for everything, to get around, to see patients, and I was able to write that off for taxes and everything like that. But to say you need to have a certain amount of money, I had enough to start to incorporate the business, start the LLC, and pay for someone to review contracts for me and help me to understand contracts better. And once I learned that, I was like, I think I'm good from here. So I wouldn't, you can't say you're going to wait for the perfect time, because there is no perfect time.
Right.
As one business advisor shared with me, the latter part of last year, she was like, oh my God, you were just flying the plane and adding points. But she's like, it worked. I was like, by the grace of God, it did.
Yes, by the grace of God, it did. I know when something's meant to be, and you know what, once you have that determination that this is going to work, and we were also saying our upbringing, once we commit to something, we're in it mm-hmm. to win it. And we can see we are all an example of just kind of being raised in that setting. We go after something. Yep. There's no other option. We go after it. We get it, right? So I have to ask you, now that your business is where it is, and I'm very proud of you, do you have anything like what's in store for Karuth Staffing Agency for 2022? What do you have coming up?
We're definitely going to be working on getting contracts with bigger agencies like Medicaid agencies, become more known, because the goal is to be the staffing company of choice in Prince George's County, Maryland, and to expand to being staffing agency of choice in Maryland. I am also working on branching out into becoming a consultant and a speaker. So I've had opportunities to speak at conferences, and I am going to be eventually charging for those services. I've been sharing tips on social media.
I've seen them. You're loving it.
Thanks. You know, to help motivate people. And to me, that's free of charge because, as I said to you before, me finding a mentor was hard. It was hard. And to even find an African-American Black mentor, it was challenging. So I want people to not see like just the good and glamorous part. I want them to see the tough parts as well too.
Yeah.
To let them know it's not all, you know, glitter and gold, so they don't feel like they're failing or they have to give up when things don't go their way. I mean, trust me, there are days I called my sister and I was like, man, I'm done. I'm fed up or whatever. And she would be like, yeah, you said that 6 months ago. You said that 3 months ago.
Yeah. Part of the journey, right? And I was going to say, if you don't want to quit, you're not challenged enough, man. And we can also touch on the fact that people is waiting for the right time. Mm-hmm. There's also that fear of failure that you can speak on. But I also feel like it's a fear of success. Like, wow, this could work out. This could be a thing. And that the magnitude of just the possibility, I think that paralyzes people too.
I mean, imposter syndrome is real.
It is definitely real.
So that fear of success is like, oh my God, it's actually happening. You know, that sort of stuff. So it's like somebody winning the lottery.
Yeah.
I've never won the lottery, so I don't know. But if I do happen to win thing, I'm sure I'm going to feel like, oh my God, I'm a
monster. Yeah, exactly.
But yes, the imposter syndrome is real. Because I honestly think a lot of people think they have to be perfect in order to deliver a service or market a product because they fear that criticism from people. But don't. I am advising people, you know, just be your authentic self. Don't worry about that. People are always going to have something to say. I mean, even Jesus Christ was criticized. The man was nailed to a cross and he was damn near perfect. So who are you?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you shared so many great nuggets, but I have to, before I let you go, Monique, I have to ask you, do you have a nugget to share with our listeners today? You dropped some real like gems. One more and then we can part ways. I'll let you go.
So this, man, I have so many, all right?
Yes.
One thing I definitely have to say is that keep working on your soft skills, all right? Your soft skills is what's going to make your business marketable. Mm-hmm. It's going to be able to give your business longevity. It's going to create your business culture, whether it's you alone or you start hiring contractors or even full-time or part-time employees.
Yeah.
Those soft skills will determine the altitude and the success of your business.
Okay. I love it. Here we are, 30-plus years later, Monique. And we're doing this thing, making Tobago proud. Thank you very much for being here with me today. I knew this was going to be a good convo. Super proud of you. One for the millionth time. And can't wait to see what else you do.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for, you know, having me on.
All right, that's it for now. Question, what was your biggest takeaway?
I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristenandjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristenandjames. Take care until next time, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.